The consumer watchdog has taken its fight for Air New Zealand to refund flights cancelled during the pandemic to the Consumer Affairs Minister. Yesterday, Air New Zealand apologised to customers who've been unable to use their airfare credits, but said it can't afford to offer refunds to everyone who's had flights cancelled. Its Chief Financial Officer, Cam Wallace, told RNZ that to refund everyone, the airline would have to dip into its $900 million government loan.
If we use it, it would accelerate our financial position and having to use it earlier, and it would mean that we make different decisions in terms of reducing our cost base. So these are the challenges we have to make.
And John Duffy is the Chief Executive of Consumer New Zealand. Morena.
Morena.
Should they have to dip into their $900 million government loan?
Well, it's definitely an option. It's there to help them continue trading through this period. And I guess the bigger question is it reasonable for consumers who have had flights pulled out from under them to expect Air New Zealand to take their circumstances into consideration and offer a refund if it's warranted?
Just clarify for me, Air New Zealand's refunded flights to or through the United States and anywhere else it won't fly again, like Buenos Aires, because of US regulations, which say it has to. It's refused to refund the cost of other tickets, offering credits instead. Are there no other regulations internationally that says refunds must be offered?
So there's some regulations in the EU, which means some people who have flights into the EU have or should be being refunded. But the regulations in New Zealand are quite a lot out of step with the EU and the US, so don't require the same level of refunds.
You met the minister. Did he indicate that he was inclined to change the New Zealand regulations?
Yes, so we had a really positive meeting with Minister Whawhai, and he made very positive noises about the need for there to be law reform in this area so that consumers aren't left holding the can in, you know, if there are future events of this nature.
In broad terms, it might be the communication of Air New Zealand that's really upset people. It's almost impossible to know how much credit you've got, right?
Yeah, look, it's been a comms debacle. It was only yesterday that Air New Zealand actually responded to a letter we wrote to them 2 weeks ago, and it was only yesterday for the first time that they came out with any stance on this issue other than a couple of media statements that said the law's on their side, so they'll do what they want. So yeah, in terms of managing this and meeting the expectations of their customers, they've really failed, and they apologised for that yesterday, to their credit.
It seems an extraordinary carry-on for a national carrier.
Yeah, well, I personally don't think it's good enough, and many of the aggrieved consumers who are getting in touch with us don't think it's good enough. And, you know, I'd probably just clarify one of the points that Mr. Wallace made. I don't think anyone who has a ticket is expecting Air New Zealand to refund everybody. So if they're just looking at a number on a spreadsheet that looks at their potential liability here, they're actually missing the point. I think what consumers want and what Consumer NZ is advocating for is for Air New Zealand to offer New Zealanders who have tickets in this affected category a choice of a refund or a credit. There'll be plenty of people out there for whom a credit is an absolutely acceptable option, you know, putting aside the issues of actually how they go about using the credit and Air New Zealand's communications around that. But in theory, a credit could be absolutely suitable for a number of people. But there'll be some people who, because of their circumstances, through the changing economic situation, will be really doing it tough and really need to get their cash out to help them pay the power, pay rent, put food on the table. And it's those people who I think Air New Zealand's customers would expect Air New Zealand to at least make some sort of consideration of whether they should pay a refund.
Just one quick question, John. A listener has texted to ask whether Air New Zealand is continuing to charge an additional $50 for each leg rebooked with the credit. Do you know the answer to that?
Look, I don't know the answer to that. I would be disappointed if they were.
Thank you for your time. John Duffy is the Chief Executive of Consumer New Zealand.